Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, it is Sunday evening as I'm sitting here recording this week's episode, and it is lovely to finally look out the window and it still be light, which means our dark and cold winter evenings are over and we are in our run-up to summer. So if you're in the UK, you know exactly what I mean. It's exciting times. I love them. Now, with it being Sunday night, it's another opportunity for me to use this platform to support you. And what I mean by that is, at the beginning of every week, you should always be doing your weekly meeting. You should always be looking over your clients, your portfolio, your emails, and looking at what you can be doing to move forward, what you can be doing to progress, what you can be doing to help your clients. And it's just my little nudge to remember, if you haven't listened to the kind of weekly meetings podcast and, you know, you're not continually trying to progress, you need to be your own driver. You need to continually be pushing yourself and having these times when you sit down and go through your diary, go through your goals and watch to see whether you are making progress. Because, you know, the fitness industry is a lonely place. You get up, you do your clients, you finish the day, you get up, you do your clients. And, you know, we are all wanting to progress. And unless you're in an environment with inspiring people that are all looking to move forward and all work together, it's likely that if you don't, or if you aren't as disciplined on your own, you will not make progress. So, you know, I hope just giving you this gentle nudge on each of the episodes to just have your weekly meetings gives you a reminder that you haven't scheduled it in, you haven't set aside an hour tomorrow or, you know, at any stage during the week to review your business and check that you are doing everything to help it move forward, then you're going to be at disadvantage. So there's my nudge to you. Get it booked in. Now, today's episode, episode 96, I want to talk to you about leaving people behind. Now, this isn't a subject that I've talked a great deal about, but I feel it's one that I kind of want to bring up. Recently, I've been speaking to various different coaches who are noticing that with growth comes change and challenge, and more than likely, certain parts of your life changing, those around you changing. So I wanted to tell you what I mean by explaining my journey and just giving you a bit of an understanding of what I, if you want to use the word sacrifice, to allow myself to progress. You see, I played rugby for many years, had a phenomenal group of friends, loved my life, and I got to a point whereby it was drinking, it was socializing. I still think the world of the guys that I grew up with. But as I became more passionate with fitness, I wanted to be in that world more often and realized that I didn't really feel like I belonged in my old world. The rugby world, the social life that I was in, you know, and if I'm absolutely honest, the conversations that I was having, I wasn't inspired, I wasn't motivated. And it was only through close colleagues and reading and studying that I became aware that in order to grow, often your environment has to change. Those around you have to change. You have to start taking hold of your life and going after what you want. Now, there are a lot of people that don't have to make much change to make a lot of progress, but there is a majority who have to look very closely at what's around them and wonder whether or not it is complementing the progress that they want to make. I don't know many coaches who don't want to improve, who don't want to get better, who don't want to increase their reputation. But here's my question to you. Is the person that you are today going to be the exact same person that is going to achieve the level of success that you want to have in your life? And I looked at mine, the guy that would go out at the weekend and, you know, literally look forward to the weekend. That wasn't the guy that was going to go forward and try and make a name for himself as a physique coach in the UK. That was my primary goal. The life that I was having wasn't conducive to that. You know, I wanted to train. I wanted to be in an environment. I wanted to be around people that were motivating me and talking to me at a level which inspired and motivated me. So I got to a stage where I went, I'm actually going to start spending less time in those environments. And I'm going to go and try and find other environments that inspired me. And then slowly but surely, you know, I moved away. And not many people know this, but a lot of people would have assumed that I just disappeared and just let everybody go. But I actually disappeared and stayed on my own. I didn't have anybody around me, but I knew that the environment I was in wasn't conducive to me growing. If I stayed locked in to going to the pub at the weekends and hanging around people that weren't where I wanted to be in my mind. They had their life, they were doing what they wanted to do, and you know, I have utter respect for them. But it wasn't the environment that I knew I needed to be in. So I started to spend more time on my own and look at the environments that I wanted to be in. And that meant for me traveling overseas, meeting different people, going to different events, traveling up and down the country, meeting different people to train with, you know, getting to know different people, speaking to people on the phone, booking Skype calls, and just starting to surround myself with the right type of people. You see, going back to something I said a while ago, that as you grow, if you want to grow, if you want to better yourself, if you want to work on your personal self, your professional, your physical self, you will outgrow your environment. People won't relate to you. You know, there were many times that I was spending time with my old friends, my rugby friends, and the conversations I wanted to have were around training, exercise, and nutrition, and they weren't interested in those things, but I wanted to talk about them. And do you see how this can actually pull you back? Because in order to grow, you need to be able to talk about the things that you're inspired and motivated by. And when I'm pulled back to talk about the things that those guys were motivated by and inspired by in the social life that everybody was having, I wasn't growing. And in fact, I was becoming quite low. And I want you to stop for a second and think, is my environment the thing that's holding me back? Now, I'm not going to challenge you to make a change if a change is not something that you want. Not everybody has to move towns, move cities, meet new friends. But in a lot of cases, I've trained people over the years that have left people behind. They have started training, started understanding their nutrition. You will have trained many people like this. Then they've started to feel good. And they've suddenly realized that the things they had in common with people 3 or 4 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, are not the same. And then they'll tell you they feel a little bit lost. And you go through a bit of a wobble, a bit of adjustment. And I'll say to them, well, why don't you train at the gym a bit more? Why don't you get to know a few more people in the gym? And before long, their social network just starts to change, but it's not very nice. It's the easiest thing for us to do is to run back to the thing that we feel most comfortable. But unless you give yourself permission to step into a new world, and I basically said, the fitness industry is where I want to be. The fitness people are the people that I want to have as my friends, because it will inspire me, motivate me to move forward. If you're listening to today's podcast, the episode, and you're in a challenging situation that everybody that's around you isn't really doing it for you, isn't inspiring you, motivating you, and they don't have to be entrepreneurial. But it's whether or not the environment you're spending most of your time in is either holding you back, the conversation isn't challenging you, growing you, exciting you, then it is time to step up to a different level. Yeah, one of the things that I've done over the years when I was especially spending so much time on my own before my network grew was reach out to my peers, travel to my peers, go on courses, book and hire the lecturers to speak to. You know, I put myself in that environment to try and grow. You know, now I've created my mentorship program, my mastermind program, the mentoring I do personally. And a lot of the coaches that I deal with will tell me that they don't have that inspiring network of people. The mastermind, only last week, we had everybody on the mastermind all saying the same thing. This is the place where they're inspired. This is the place where they grow the most. This is this place where they're motivated the most. But after a week or so, motivation can dip. Motivation can sometimes dip because of the environment. And then my challenge is, well, this is clearly motivating you and is the environment that is conducive to you growing the most. So my challenge, therefore, to you guys is, does something around you need to change? Do you need to move? Do you need to spend less time with certain people and be very choosy about the people that you spend your time with? This might seem a bit of an arrogant thing. And, you know, if you're listening to this and thinking, is that what it takes to grow? To just get rid of everybody? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if you are spending a lot of your time in environments that aren't conducive and supportive to your growth, then you're going to stall. You're going to struggle. So you've either got to get in those environments and be happy with your current environment and spend more time in those inspiring, motivating environments, or change. There's a lot of you that have got friends that aren't really doing much, you know, a peer group. They're not growing with their business. They're quite stagnant. They will be holding you back. And from my perspective, I've got some incredible friends. Friends that go back years and years and years. One of my closest friends was by my side at my wedding. And we haven't left our relationship. We don't see each other as much as we used to do when we were younger, and I've moved on to do my things. And the people that are close to you, they stay by you. But ultimately, if you want to improve and you want to get better and you want to increase your reputation, the you today has got to let go of some of the stuff in order for you to be able to go to tomorrow. And this is why I wanted to talk to you today's podcast about leaving people behind. Because every time I've wanted to step up, to level up, I've had to let something go. And at the time, it's very, very challenging because you feel like you are alone every single time. But if you think about it, and I referenced this at the weekend at the Mastermind, your life is like a bucket. There's only so much that can get in it until it's full. And if it's occupied with a lot of things and people that aren't conducive to your growth, or sometimes they could be pulling you back, negative energy, people that are just, you know, wanting to be friends with you because you're trying to move forward, they've got to go. Because you need space in your bucket to occupy the great things that are going to come forward in your life. And this isn't a challenge right now to say to you to let go of people. This isn't a challenge to just stop and say, right, well, he, she, they shouldn't be around. He, she, they're a nightmare. But there will be certain areas of your life where you're saying to yourself, no, Mark's right. The person that I want to be has got to create a bit of space to step into the direction that I want to go in? Where do you want to be? If you're happy, if everything that's going on in your life right now and the people that are around you make you truly fulfilled, then I'm not challenging you to change anything. But I know some of you listening to this episode are thinking, do you know what? He's right. There's got to be a big change at this point. I've got to leave someone or something behind. You know, I left the market town where I grew up, where I have so many fond memories. And, you know, everybody that played a huge part in my life growing up, I'm eternally grateful for and think the world of everybody. But my life had to grow. And, you know, I don't see hardly any of them anymore, apart from a couple of very, very close ones. And they will stay with me for the rest of my life. But it was a part of my life. You know, I can't have a part of my life which I cling on to for the fear of everybody else being upset. And this might be your case. You know, you don't want to let anybody go or something go because you don't want to upset other people. Do you know what you're doing by doing that? Is you're limiting your opportunity to have an incredible life. A lot of people do this. I chose to have the life that I wanted, but I knew I had to go after it. And going after something with passion and energy means letting things move away or letting things go. I left my small market town. I moved into the city of Nottingham, and then I'm in London. And with each move, things get left behind. But I knew that I couldn't allow anything to stop me progressing forward. If people are close enough to you, friends mean enough to you, or their relationship to you is strong enough, they'll get that. They'll understand. And if they're not, then, you know, were they true friends in the first place? This episode for me was an opportunity to just explain to you that I've done this, guys. I've left a lot behind in my quest to become better, to improve my life, and also to honestly meet the person that I wanted to meet in my life. You know, there were a lot of times in my life where I was like, is this environment conducive to meeting the right person? Is this location right for me to meet this right person? And I've made certain changes to make that happen. And it may be that you listen to this podcast in 6 or 12 months' time and think, do you know what? I kind of got it at the beginning, but now listening to it again, he's right. I've got to make some big jumps, some big steps to actually get me to where I want to go to. And I will keep saying this throughout this episode, that it's a lonely decision to make, because when you leave the comfort of everybody that loves you and cares for you and thinks, you know, not necessarily talking family and friend, family, but when you leave certain people behind, you walk off and you think, that's it for quite a while. You know, that's me going on my quest to do my thing and change my environment. And you'll sit and you'll question it. But if you're that focused on where you want to be, trust me, new people will come into your life, new challenges will appear. You will change, you will grow, but with every step forward I've done, or every challenge that I've taken, everybody that I've kind of left behind to a certain degree, that I've grown, my business has grown, my environment's grown, my friendship circles have changed, and I'm closer to everything that I would ever want in my life. And it'd be wrong of me to not share today's episode. It'd be wrong of me to not talk to you about what I call, it's an engineered process. I truly do believe that the challenges that I put myself in front of, moving cities over and over again, placing myself in the right environments, I ended up in my relationship with the right person, with the business that I have. And so you'll talk to anybody that's achieved any level of success, and they have sacrificed along the way, in many cases, a lot of things. It could be right now that it's your time. It could be your time to take hold of everything that you truly deserve. And if that is the case, I want to tell you today to not be frightened, to accept the challenge, to accept what possible loneliness can come with it, but to not give up. Because if a change is afloat, if a change is in your heart, if you feel it, then the worst thing that you can do is not step forward and at least challenge it. I hope you found today's episode helpful. It's slightly different. It's not about business. Well, it is to a certain degree because it's allowing you to step closer to it. But, you know, as I always say to you guys, personal, physical, professional, mastery. You know, take control of yourself, your mind, your body, and your business. And it's important for me to talk to you about some of the things, the challenges that I've had, the direction I've been on, and what I've faced along the way, so that you can actually listen to this and think, I'm in that similar situation. This is not a bad thing that I'm feeling, but I'm making a mistake if I don't act on the feeling that I'm having coming my way. So guys, you know, if you are in a position where you're ready to grow, ready to change, ready to be challenged, and you want an environment that's supportive of where your head's at right now, and you want to grow, and you want to build your framework, build your life, build your business, jump on to my Elite Business Mastermind page, M-Turn Life. Fill in the application form. Just jump on a call with me. Let me talk to you about the journey that everybody that comes on the Mastermind goes on, because it's empowering, it's educating, it's exciting, and one major thing is you're going to grow. So if you want to be a part of our environment, part of your own growth and your own journey, fill in the application form. Let's jump on a call and we'll see if you're a right fit for the next Mastermind, which happens on June 14th. Guys, have a fantastic week. I look forward to speaking to you guys very, very soon.